CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. The commitment of Cameroonian authorities to the cause for peace on the continent has been saluted by the deputy chairperson of the African Union during an audience granted her by the Prime Minister head of government. Promoters of small and medium-sized enterprises have been encouraged to avail themselves of the digital support and financing program for such enterprises and solve their cash flow problems. The Cameroon government has launched the transition to a three-test algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV and AIDS. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will shine the light on the new methods. The military government in Burkina Faso has announced a ban on homosexual acts, making it the latest African country to crack down on same-sex relations, the strong opposition from Western powers notwithstanding. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The deputy chairperson of the African Union Commission has hailed the commitment of Cameroonian authorities to the cause for peace on the continent. Monique Sanzanagawa was speaking today in Yaoundé during an audience with the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Goute, who equally granted an audience to the chief executive officer of Genafrique Media Group, Ami Ben Yamedi, who announced the organization of the African Financial Summit in Morocco this year. Details with our star-building correspondent, Christian Chiatam.
The delegation of the AU Commission, received by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Goute, is in Cameroon to scout for partnerships in favor of the AU Peace Fund, created in 1993 to finance peace and security activities on the continent. With a budget of $400 million, the AU Peace Fund is alive and active, but in serious need of private sector inputs. The Commission visited the PM to acknowledge Cameroon's contribution to the Peace Fund. Monique Sanzanangangwa, Deputy Chairperson of the AU Commission, head of the delegation.
We are here to brief the Right Honorable Prime Minister, thank him and through him the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, for their leadership for the cause of peace on the continent, and also how they are leading the way to also reach out to the private sector, mobilizing them to join in this cause. So we are here to seek partnership, and we thank them that actually doors are already open for that partnership, including with the private sector.
Thursday at the Star Building was also marked by the visit of the CEO of the Jeune Afrique Media Group. He came to announce the holding of a financial summit in December. Amir Ben Yamed, CEO, Jeune Afrique Media Group.
We are organizing a new event, its third edition, which is going to be held in Morocco. It's called the Africa Financial Summit, and we were talking about the opportunities for the Cameroonian financial industry to be represented during this event, because I think it's important that Cameroon showcase the strength of its financial sectors, bankers, insurance, capital markets, companies.
Cameroon has been present in previous summits organized by the Jeune Afrique Media Group. In 2023, Prime Minister Joseph Dion Goute represented President Paul Biya at the Africa CEO Forum, organized in Cote d'Ivoire. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Minister of Justice of the Republic of Senegal, Ousmane Diagne, in his capacity as current president of the OHADA Council of Ministers, has paid a working visit to the OHADA head office in Yaoundé. The president of the Council of Ministers, accompanied by his advisor, took time to exchange with the permanent secretary of OHADA, Mayatan Diaye Mbaye, and some staff members of the institution on the functioning of the Organization for the Harmonization of Business Law in Africa, OHADA. Sidonin Jopmandi reports.
The working visit of the president of the Council of Ministers, Ousmane Diaye, to the headquarters of the Organization for the Harmonization of Business Law in Africa, OHADA, was to discuss various issues related to the functioning and working conditions of the employees of the institution. The permanent secretary of OHADA, Mayata Jaimbai, plus all the staff members of the institution, took interest in listening to all proposals made by the Minister of Justice of the Republic of Senegal, Keeper of the Seals, Ousmane Diaye. In his capacity as current president of the OADA Council of Ministers, he saluted effort made so far by officials of the institution who are working hard for the good of the establishment. The Minister of State, Minister of Justice, Keeper of the Seals, Laurent Esso, and the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Moutazé, have granted audience to the President of the Council of Ministers, accompanied by the Permanent Secretary of OADA in Cameroon.
Promoters of small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon have been enjoined to avail themselves of a digital support and financing program for such enterprises and solve the problem of cash flow tension. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basiliking III, made the call while launching the factoring operation of the program in Yaoundé today. Good Henry reports.
As presented by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basiliking III, the Digital Support and Financing Program launched last December is a specialized tool using factoring and leasing mechanisms via an online marketplace. The mechanism is governed by the 2014 law that lays down factoring in Cameroon. Access to funding remains an issue for SMEs, and factoring is a response to this difficulty. The process is a way of outsourcing administrative tasks against non-payment and short-term financing for enterprises, thereby solving the problem of cash flow tension. The representative of one of the credit institutions of the project, Société Camerounaise d'Équipement, Raisa Wandem, says it is ready to support SMEs in the country.
The product SCE Factor is a new product for small and medium-sized enterprises to reduce their cash flow tensions.
The event was part of the Blue Pass project of financing and facilitating debt recovery for SMEs in Cameroon.
The government of the Republic of Korea and Cameroon have signed a grant aid arrangement to the tune of 23.2 billion CFA francs to support the implementation of five ongoing projects in the country. Today's signing ceremony in Yaoundé, attended by the Korean ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Nam Ki-wook, and Cameroon's Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, amongst some government officials, represents a significant milestone in the long-standing cooperation between both countries. The engineers charged with the construction of a four-lane, 22-kilometer road from Olembe to Obala, aimed at expanding the northern entrance into the city of Yaoundé, have been challenged to work to meet the required deadline of the 2nd of November 2026. The staff of Arab Contractors Construction Firm were given the instructions today by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ganun Jumesi as he launched the road construction project in Mayos in Swa subdivision. In the following excerpt of an interview, Minister Emmanuel Ganun Jumesi highlights the importance of embarking on the construction project. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
This is the continuation as decided by the head of state in his policy to densify and to modernize our road infrastructure. This is a section of the very important corridor, Yaoundé-Edo. The head of state is working to open our country to conquer the market in the neighboring country. So my appeal is that we should use that opportunity to create our business possibility to evacuate our production. I wish to thank, first of all, Chairman of the Central Development Bank for accompanying us in financing this project. First of all, the funds we are using are the consequence of the economy we happen to achieve concerning the POMA project, EDIT Fana. So we are not working here in a new debt. My gratitude goes to him on behalf of the head of state.
Vigilante groups in the Far North region have received assorted gifts in terms of working equipment, medications, logistics, and food items from the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. While handing out the items to the beneficiaries, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, called for a judicious use and a synergy of action of all in fighting several insecurity threats. Amos Enonyaket Agbo picks up that story from our Far North Regional Bureau in Marowa.
Due to its strategic geographical position sharing a long border with some neighboring countries, insecurity threats known in recent years in the Far North region have recorded a significant downward trend due to the incessant actions undertaken by the defense and security forces in collaboration with local vigilante groups so as to protect Cameroon's territorial integrity from all sorts of aggression and terrorism. It is in a bid to encourage the actions of local vigilante groups that the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, has provided a consignment of assorted gifts in terms of food items, logistics, medications and working tools to vigilante groups drawn from all the six divisions of the Far North region so as to help them stay on the alert and continue with their collaboration with the defense and security forces as well as local administrative authorities. While handing over the items to the vigilante groups, the governor of the region, Mijiyawa Bakari, called for optimal use to help in fighting all forms of insecurity.
The vigilant committee have done a lot in this fight against rural and urban insecurity. That's why the head of state decide to reinforce their capacity of intervention.
On the sidelines of the presidential support to the vigilante groups, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, who has been on all possible fronts coordinating government's actions against all forms of insecurity and terrorism, used the opportunity to present his Medal of Valor, received recently as a recognition from the state for meritorious services rendered. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket, Agbo, CLTV News.
Commercial bike riders in the city of Douala have been given until September 15, 2024 to get themselves identified on a digital platform created by the Douala City Council in collaboration with the Ministry of Transport and other partners. The identification process was launched this Thursday by the city mayor of Douala, Dr. Roger Mbassa Dine, the president of administrative authorities, the representatives from the Ministry of Transport, as well as members of commercial bike riders' trade unions in the Vuri division. The Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malachi, has called on all Cameroonians to join forces in the fight against drug abuse. He was speaking in Yaoundé today during a press briefing to mark the end of activities to commemorate the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, celebrated every June 26. Details with FOC Babatunde.
According to survey carried out by the Minister of Public Health, the increased rate in drug abuse and illicit trafficking in Cameroon has been blamed on factors like high exposure to drugs. It is on this premise that a control strategy has been structured to regulate the demand and supply of drugs, related risks, and reorganize institutions responsible for the fight against drug abuse and illicit trafficking. To go by officials of the Ministry of Public Health, in 2023, data collected from 19 centers for care, support, and prevention in addiction show that cannabis is the most consumed substance, with about 690 cases out of over 2,000 patients.
On to the in-depth segment of the news. The government of Cameroon has launched the transition to a three-test algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV and AIDS. The new strategy, whose adoption follows results of a study conducted by the Chantal Biya International Reference Center for Research on HIV and AIDS Prevention and Management, was launched in Yaoundé on Tuesday by the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malachi. Josh Mwam reports.
The new three-test strategy, aimed at improving the quality of HIV diagnosis and treatment, is in line with a 2019 recommendation from the World Health Organization, which requires that countries with a prevalence rate below 5% transition from two to three tests. In Cameroon, the HIV prevalence rate currently stands at 2.7%, according to results of the 2018 Demographic and Health Survey. The new algorithm consists of three different tests. The first, which is considered as an initiation test, is aimed at rapidly detecting HIV antibodies in a person. If it turns out positive, a second test is conducted to confirm results of the first, while the third, known as the verification test, is meant to reconcile any differences that ensued from the first two tests in order to confirm the person's status. Public health experts argue that the new three-test strategy is more precise and efficient as it limits the risk of false HIV test results and misdiagnosis. According to the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manoda Malachi, the new algorithm will be deployed in two phases. The first phase will involve the center, south, littoral and west regions of the country due to their population density and epidemiological profile. The outcome of this first phase will inform government on how to extend the new strategy to the rest of the six regions in the course of 2025, starting with a number of pre-selected health structures. The three-test HIV algorithm, which will give priority to pregnant women in order to prevent mother-to-child transmission of the virus, is free of charge.
The new method for testing and treating HIV/AIDS in Cameroon is reportedly tailored to prevent the possibility of wrong diagnosis. The introduction of the three-step process is in line with the country's universal health care program that includes quality health care delivery to all citizens. Patients Wingo now examines this new HIV and AIDS screening method in the write-up that follows.
An algorithm is a set of commands that must be followed for a computer to perform calculations or other problem-solving operations. According to its formal definition, an algorithm is a finite set of instructions carried out in a specific order to achieve a particular result. The three-test algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV and AIDS is cost-effective and faster for health institutions. It will help the National HIV Program to deliver high-quality, accurate HIV testing services and ensure that cases of misdiagnosis are minimized. In the context of giving wrong test results, the life of a person is ruined if he or she is put on lifelong antiretroviral therapy, including social and emotional consequences. The new testing method is easy to use at the nearest healthcare center. It requires trained laboratory technicians and use of an automated reader for final interpretation. The starting phase of the new program is scheduled to be run in the nooks and crannies of the center, south, littoral, and west regions of Cameroon.
The guest on the 7 p.m. news is a virologist and senior scientist, Dr. Fokam Joseph, who is the permanent secretary of the National AIDS Control Committee. Staff lady Patience Wingo asked him to give a simple explanation of how the three-test algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV and AIDS works. Take a listen.
Before this current era, the two-test was quite sufficient, but the more we will need to be sure of the positive predictive value, that we really want to maintain this probability above 99% when we are issuing an HIV positive result to any client within the Cameroonian context. We evaluated 8 different WHO pre-qualified rapid diagnostic tests, which means they are tests that have been approved by WHO, to see if any of these tests has risks of false reactivity on negative samples. So any assay that had cross reactivity with negative samples, they were excluded for us to minimize risks of false positive within our people. And in that context, we were able to retain first test, second test, and a third test that will definitely be used now in Cameroon as the new algorithm for HIV diagnosis. However, for anyone whose test is already non-reactive on the first test being a highly sensitive test that doesn't miss any case of HIV, once it is non-reactive, we are issuing a negative result. So the three-test algorithm concerns only those who have a reactive samples to be sure that they are positive, only three different assays. But for a negative samples, one test is enough for us to rule out HIV infection. And also the three-test algorithm remains free of charge to any Cameroonian because Cameroon also has a universal health coverage, which is being implemented for HIV interventions nowadays. So what we are trying to do is, as the prevalence is declining in the general population, it is still high among mother to child transmission. It is still high among pregnant women, female sex workers. So which means those who had their positive result before, they were really positive. But now in this new area where we are seeing this declining trend continuing, we really want to anticipate and make sure subsequently in Cameroon, we should have this algorithm, which also goes with the dynamic of HIV evolution within our context. Cameroonians should be confident that we have a dynamic health system. We have a Minister of Public Health, Dr. Malawuda Marashi, with a vision, and we really want to see this vision embedded within the head of state policy, making sure every Cameroonian, even without any single franc, so receive the optimal medical care intervention that we need to eliminate HIV by 2030.
That was a guest on the 7 p.m. news, Dr. Fokam Joseph, talking to Patience Wingo. This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. We have this press release from the Ministry of Finance. The Minister of Finance hereby reminds the general public that in accordance with the tax legislation in force, fiscal stamps can only be purchased from the following public accounting offices: tax collectors' offices, fiscal stamp revenues offices, paymaster general's offices, specialized paymaster's offices, divisional treasuries, subdivisional treasuries. Taxpayers are therefore urged to remain vigilant and to submit their documents in person to the above services for stamping without resorting to the assistance of third parties. The Directorate General of Taxation has made arrangements to facilitate the acquisition of fiscal stamps at the above-mentioned offices. The Tax Department is also at your disposal to authenticate any dubious stamps. While counting on the compliance of all, the Minister of Finance would like to recall that, as per the regulations in force, all documents bearing fake fiscal stamps shall be systematically rejected and their holders liable to criminal prosecution. Signed, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé. An expert in the areas of ICTs and translation says he has come up with technological tools that can ease the translation of English or French into 8 local languages in Cameroon. The researcher, Dr. Wowe Egre Alexi, presented the tools while defending a PhD from the Advanced School of Translators and Interpreters, AST, of the University of Boya recently. He focused on computer-assisted translation from official to local languages with the objective to preserve local languages. Agbolusia reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
Through his research work, Dr. Wowe Alexis proposes a technological solution to facilitate communication using computer-assisted tools.
Translation is not done a lot into Cameroonian languages, whereas we are at a junction where the government of the country is promoting national languages, and there is a serious need also for official documents to be understood by the common man, the majority of the people. They understand their national languages. If we provide some tools that can help in translating official documents that are given out in English and in French into Cameroonian languages, all Cameroonians will get good knowledge.
He has built translation memories in languages from Cameroon's 4 cultural zones.
For the Fambeti cultural area, we choose the Bulu and Ewondo languages. For the grass field, we choose Mundumba and Mungaka languages. For the Sawa cultural area, we choose the Basa language and Mokwe language. That is the language spoken by the Bakweri people. And for the Sudano-Sahelian, we choose the Tupuri language and the Fufulde language.
Dr. Wowe believes that computer-assisted translation can significantly promote our local languages and serve as a didactic tool to those in the translation field. Lucia Agbo, CROTV News, Buya.
The first graduating class of the Faculty of Medicine and Pharmaceutical Sciences of the Nchang University have defended their thesis after 7 years of intensive training. Members of the Board of Directors of the University, led by the Board Chairperson, Professor Paul Celestin Ndebiyembe, accompanied by the Rector, Professor Roger Tsafak Nanfosom, and a host of lecturers, took part in the official launching at a defense session yesterday. In news out of Cameroon, Burkina Faso's military government has announced a ban on homosexual acts, making it the latest African state to crack down on same-sex relations despite strong opposition from Western powers. Homosexuality was frowned upon in the socially conservative country, but it was never outlawed. Justice Minister Edaso Rodrigue Bayala said the military government's cabinet had now approved legislation to make it a punishable offense, but he did not give further details. Kenya's President William Ruto has dismissed with immediate effect all his ministers and the Attorney General following the recent deadly protest that led to the withdrawal of an unpopular tax bill. The president said the move came after reflection, listening to Kenyans, and after holistic appraisal of his cabinet. He has said he will now consult widely in order to set up a broad-based government. To end this news, a recap of the main points. The commitment of Cameroonian authorities to the cause for peace on the continent has been saluted by the deputy chairperson of the African Union Commission during an audience granted her by the Prime Minister head of government. Promoters of small and medium-sized enterprises have been encouraged to avail themselves of the digital support and financing program for such enterprises and solve their cash flow problems. The Cameroon government has launched the transition to a 3-test algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV and AIDS. And the military government in Burkina Faso has announced a ban on homosexual acts, making it the latest African country to crack down on same-sex relations, the strong opposition from Western powers notwithstanding. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.